When you think about it, Art Basel has a lot in common with the holiday season. They both take place in December, after weeks of advanced publicity and build-up. Both involve well-dressed people attending rounds of exciting parties, bursts of color and light, and big-ticket items bought and sold. And then, before you know it, it's all over until next year. But Wilton Manor's art gallery owner Tom Rossetti is taking the 12 days of Christmas approach to Art Week. For one thing, unlike Art Basel, which wraps up after 4 days, Rossetti's event lasts for 3 weeks. And instead of 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, etc., etc., his small space on Wilton Drive holds
50 paintings, 40 or so sculptures, and photographs probably about 10.
This is the 3rd annual Basel Broward. Although the event is not affiliated with Miami Beach's mega art fair or any of its satellite shows, Rossetti makes no bones about it. He's jumping on the Art Basel bandwagon. The secret, he says, is to launch his exhibit after Art Basel Miami is over.
I mean, the artists were excited. I mean, they're all excited about Art Basel anyway. So to have the opportunity to show in a gallery that's a real gallery, you know, instead of just showing in a hotel down in Miami that they say it's Art Basel and it really isn't, this is the opportunity for them to show me what they've got.
Several weeks before the exhibition, Rossetti generally calls out to local artists to push the envelope and send him what he calls Basel-quality work. That makes Broward-based artists like Tyler Smith and Diane Leblinsky happy. They feel that the Art Week frenzy in Miami Beach leaves other South Florida artist enclaves out in the cold.
And as this continues, it gets more press, ultimately investors, curators, exhibitors will see that there's a broader market to, let's say, take advantage of.
There's more to Florida than just Miami.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Patty and Howard Helfer of Weston describe themselves as serious art enthusiasts. They say they'd like to see at least one Art Basel satellite fair in Broward County someday.
They need to bring it closer to the people that want to buy the paintings.
The hotels in the area of Art Basel, most of the people that are going to the fair are staying at those hotels. The locals live here. They have to travel to it. So it's a deterrent to the local art lover that wants to go to a festival of that magnitude and be able to participate.
Although Rossetti's exhibition features mostly South Florida artists, entries came in from as far away as California, Chicago, and New York for a shot at $500 worth of cash awards. For 83-year-old Naples artist Joan Breken Sonnenberg, there's another benefit to exhibiting at Basel Broward.
I did tell everybody that I was in Art Basel when I'm really not. So what's wrong with that?
In Wilton Manors, I'm Christine DiMattei.